frames. A frame in NLP is used to refer to a way of looking at things, roughly equivalent to frame of reference in everyday English. A particular frame determines what we focus our attention to and what we don't pay attention to. Another way of looking at frames in NLP is it acts as a lens that magnifies or blurs out certain information we are interested in. There are a number of specific generalized frames that we use in NLP that we have chosen because they are useful in getting results in particular contexts. And I'm going to share with you some of these frames, as you may already do some of them unconsciously, yet we want to move to a point of unconscious excellence. So it's worth digging up some of these frames and looking at these frames in an individual aspect. Some of the main frames we refer to in NLP include the outcome frame. This is about evaluating events, actions, present sense, in light of the outcome we desire. I'm often telling my students when they go out, perhaps networking, to step back from time to time and refocus on the outcome that they desire. It's wonderful to be fully present in a networking event or with your friends, and it's really good sometimes to step back and reassess or step back and check on your outcome. And by the way, just quickly, what's your outcome here? What outcome do you desire from learning this? Step back. Look at the outcome. What's your goal? What do you want to get out of listening to this audio today? The next frame is the ecology frame. This is where we look at the event or the action in terms of the larger picture, the meta picture, the bigger picture. We might have to take into consideration future consequences, good or bad. Is this good for creating more wholeness? Or is this good for the ecosystem? A lot of people find themselves in the ego system rather than the ecosystem. The as-if frame, one we teach at the very, very beginning, the as-if frame, is what would happen if we acted as if something was true? What would happen if we acted as if we were really confident at doing NLP or coaching? What would happen if you did NLP and you acted as if you weren't confident? What would happen if you took someone through NLP and you acted as if you were really confident? How would you go pursuing your dreams if you constantly acted as if it wasn't possible? How would you go pursuing your dreams, even if they were big, challenging, and daunting, but you acted as if it was possible? The acting as if frame is about an internal acting as if. It's not the fake it till you make it. Backtrack frame, or review frame. This allows us to go back and recapitulate what has been said. A backtrack frame is often done by a secretary in a meeting. After the meeting ends, someone often writes in the minutes what happened in the meeting. This is the backtrack frame. Or perhaps in a conversation, perhaps we can do a quick backtrack. It's really good to do a backtrack frame. It also helps us get agreement and an understanding of what we've been through or what we've done. We can also use a backtrack frame at the start to build rapport. Hi, thank you for coming today. You've just come from the subway. That's a little backtrack. Or I'm glad we made contact last week. That's a little backtrack. And then perhaps switch to the outcome frame. Now that we're both here and we're up to this point right here, what's our outcome for today? Outcome frame. Okay, a couple more important frames, a relevancy frame. If a participant in a meeting speaks or acts in a way that seems completely irrelevant, we might want to bring them back and say, how is that relevant? A friend of mine would often talk and share amazing insights about quantum physics, but I was often struggling. I was often struggling because I'm like, dude, what's the outcome here? Or what's the relevancy? How is this relevant for me? So my friend was sharing amazing insights about the quantum world, but I wasn't seeing the relevancy. And I had to say to him, how is this relevant for me? Or are you just wanting to share this? And sometimes he would say, oh, sorry, The outcome I want is I just want to share this, and I'll be okay. Okay, so now I understand the relevancy. This is my friend sharing insights, and I can take whatever I want, but this isn't about me getting an outcome. This is just about me listening to him. So you see, the relevancy frame can work with the other frames and is really important. We got to know, how is this relevant? If things aren't relevant, we're not really going to switch on, are we? Contrast frame. We want to contrast things, don't we? We're constantly contrasting things. Contrasting A and B, or perhaps C. Or when we go down the street and we see a cat on the road, we actually do the contrast frame right there. We're contrasting the cat to figure out its location. We're seeing the size of the cat in contrast to the environment around it, allowing us to know more information about the cat. Another way we can use a contrast frame, more so in business, is we could have option A, option B, and we can start the contrast frame to compare the options. Okay, let's compare the options. Open frame. The open frame, and I like doing open frames with our training from time to time. An open frame is ask anything in relationship to NLP. And when we have our breaks in the NLP training, we have open frame. People can discuss anything. However, it's not quite that open frame. I would say, hey, this is an open frame. You can ask anything related to NLP or your personal development in some way. Let's not talk about politics or the weather. Talk about your development. Open frame. Appreciation frame. And I love using this sometimes. I don't use it all the time. Perhaps I could. But I'll get everyone in on the Zoom, or I might use it for my team meeting. And if the vibe isn't quite right, or if we've had a rough day, or I'm not feeling the best or something, I might start with the appreciation frame. Now, if I'm not feeling the best, I might kickstart this because I feel damn good afterwards. So I ask everyone, hey, can everyone just share, starting with you, Astralita, could you just share something you're grateful for today? And then I want everyone here to share something they're grateful for. Within moments, okay, people start to share, but after a minute, you can see the whole environment changes. Everyone just feels warmer, feel more appreciation. It raises morale. It gives us a sounder platform for moving forward towards what we're here for. It's the appreciation frame and the agreement frame. The agreement frame is a massive one. When we start with people, when people first meet, they generally like to match and agree. We want to start with the agreement frame a lot. It's a lot easier starting with the agreement frame. Okay, so guys, you're here today because you want to learn about NLP framing. And perhaps it's really important to you that you develop yourself. Or perhaps it's more important that you get a result. Is that right? Everyone, yes. Now, is it important to you that you can actually see and feel the results? Yes. Yes. A couple of ways we want to use the agreement frame is by getting everyone to maybe actually say, I agree, or just the nod. Yep, yep, I agree. Now, if you and I are having a situation, or someone else is having a situation, and it's something we might disagree with, we might actually want to start with agreeing. So I agree that what you're saying is important. I respect what you're saying. I appreciate you sharing this. And from my experience and from what I've seen, I'd like to share something I've noticed. Okay, so rather than saying, I hear your situation, but you're wrong, or I hear your situation and I've got different news for you, the person who has a challenge or a conflict or a situation can share what they say. They can share their situation, and we can say, you know what, I respect what you're saying. We get them in agreement. I appreciate you sharing this, and I agree that this is really important to you. And I think it's really important that we have to consider the other side as well. So could we look at the other side of the situation and see if that can shed some new light? It's really important to me that you and I get to feel good and get to feel secure. So let's have a look at the other side of the situation for a moment. You see, starting with the agreement frame is a great way to lead into looking at the opposites or the other situation.